This one cast has board game reviews for you, yeah. We got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game reviews. You'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
Fast Track by Blue Orange Games. For 2 players, ages 5 and up, and takes about 5 to 15 minutes. Fast Track, an all-win game. Ready, aim, score. With Fast Track, the action is non-stop and the fun is plentiful. Use the elastic cord and be quick and aim well to be the first to send all 10 discs zooming across to the other side. Warning, you may find it difficult to stop playing.
So again, this is John. I'm reviewing this one. This is a game that I don't think I actually got to play with Ruby. I played with my mother.
I played a little bit with you.
Oh, you played a little bit? Okay. So then you probably remember a little bit about the game.
I do.
So let's just a brief kind of overview with Fast Track. It's sort of like you're playing sort of like an air hockey kind of game,
yes.
But without the air. Instead, you're using little springy rope thing to try to blast as many of these little wooden tokens onto your opponent's side as possible.
So the good about this is it really is fast. It's easy for a young child to play. The age is very appropriate for it. You don't have to have a lot of coordination in order to play it, but aim is helpful.
Yeah. And because the box, the pieces themselves are all made out of wood, it's a very durable game, so it's going to hold up to
kids,
small yeah. children playing it, and adults who just like to whack the, you know, what out of those little wooden pieces around.
So the bad. I can see where the elastic string on it that you're
flicking, that you're pulling
the
back, yeah,
could snap if you're super, super, you know, pulling it back too far. Though the board game itself does keep you from pulling it out of the bounds. But children would possibly grab it and yank it. And that's the one piece. And if that elastic goes, then really the game is kaput.
Yeah, and if you're not too careful about it, I remember flinging at least a couple of those little wooden chits off of the board.
Because it hit
a couple times.
Hit the one side just so hard it would flip out.
Yeah, and I was just getting so crazy with it. I was just smacking those things.
So I think one of the other bad things was, unlike air hockey where there's nothing that separates the two sides of the board.
Oh, I know what you're going
to
say.
You have to hit it through a hole. There's a wooden bar in the middle of it. And you have to hit it through a hole that's not, it's just slightly, and I mean slightly, bigger than the actual puck things that you're shooting through.
That's right, because there was a few times when we would get one that was would get kind of stuck in there, and
yeah.
So you'd have to flick a couple times
to
other
push
ones
it.
To try to push it into the other side.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
So that's probably my big bad thing.
Okay.
The other thing, we mentioned it already. It is all wooden. The whole shebang. It is a wooden piece, little wooden tokens, wooden board, everything except the elastic.
It's got a bit of a retro feel to to the box itself.
Yeah, it's very bright and colorful. It's yellow and red and pretty simplistic looking, but it's a game for ages 5 and up. So, you know, it's good for a kid. It's very bright and colorful.
Yeah. So. And it's blue orange, so it's probably mostly meant for kids.
Yes. The other thing is you just keep shooting the tokens. You don't have to stop and wait. It is very much a kind of fast and frenetic sort of thing. But because of that small hole, it's very hard to get your tokens through.
Yeah, so you might actually be inadvertently moving the board around while you're trying,
right.
While both of you are trying to flick those little
right.
discs as hard as you can. Think of it sort of like it's like a weird version of Hungry Hungry Hippos in that respect. You know, everybody's pounding on those hippo butts as hard as they can.
Yeah. But it's a fun little fast little game.
Yep. And yes, and it is only for 2 players. You cannot have more than 2 players playing this at a time.
No.
Unless you're really creative, and I don't suggest that. So where would be a good place for somebody to find Fast Track by Blue Orange Games if they wanted to try it out?
Well, if you wanted to try it out, you could always get it from our Scarab Game Library.
That's right. Blue Orange Games, Fast Track, Ready, Aim, Score, Scarab Game Library. Shoot those discs before they shoot you.
It was our board game reviews from the Swarm cast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh yeah.